If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool, so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community.
Hi, Georgia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I also just want to note that Georgia is one of the first one graduating from our Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. So I want to wish you a congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Very exciting.
Yes. And we are here for an Outdoor Classrooms tour and talk. So all those that are listening today to today's podcast should know that we are also going to be looking at incredible pictures from Georgia's school. Liel. I knew I was going to
That's
do it
okay.
wrong. Liel Catholic School. And you are the enrichment teacher there. And we're going to jump right in and see. Again, those that are members in our membership community will be able to see the PowerPoint and the pictures, and those that are just listening to the podcast will enjoy her story. So let's get started. So welcome again. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and where you are from and a little bit of a peek of your before journey before becoming a nature-based educator?
Sure. Yes. So my name is Georgia Deering. I teach at Liel in the enrichment program. We are also a Montessori school. So I have 4, 5, and 6-year-olds. They do half a day in the Montessori program and the other half they're with me with outdoor education. So I originally started, I have a background in retail. I worked retail for many years. I was in management there and I did training as well. And then my husband was finishing up med school and the schedule wasn't working. We had 3 young kids at the time. So then I stayed home and started at in-home daycare.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then when I had kids that were going to kindergarten the following year, I did like a preschool with them. So we had took time out of the day to learn, you know, your alphabet and all that, writing names and colors and all that stuff. And so that's what I did for a while. And then when I was done with that, my husband was working, I got to stay home with our youngest. We had, as my mom calls him, my bonus baby. And I got to stay home with him for the 5 years. When he went to school, that's when I went into working at that particular school and I was a secretary. And then like I feel like this story always starts with then COVID hit. You know, yeah. We have a lot of that. And it kind of changed our whole thing. And he was in 5th grade at the time. And I didn't think the school was going to work for us at that point. So my principal moved to Liel and then told me about that school. So I transferred him and then she offered me a job. Oh. And it started part-time and then it went into teaching this outdoor program part-time and then full-time. So it was supposed to be an outdoor type program and they did go outside sometimes, but not as much as I have been going into that more now.
And you found us about what, 1.5 years ago? I mean,
yes.
Incredible.
Yeah. Each year I was like, okay, you know, I just did Google searches and I was trying to find out more about what plants are in my backyard. What kind of bugs are these, you know, different things. So I listened to a lot of true crime podcast. And I'm like, oh, there has to be something. So I listened to a couple, then I came across yours and I was like, this is exactly, you know, you just know when something's going to click. It's like, this is exactly what I'm looking for. I reached out to email you. And you, I mean, it wasn't even a few hours and you, it was a snowstorm here. So I remember that. And you sent me a message right back. We did a one-on-one and then it's just been,
it's been an amazing journey. Amazing. So, and your role, I feel since I've known you, your role at your school has been ever evolving. I mean, even since you've gone through the certification program and being a member, I feel like it's incredible how you've shaped it and made it truly your own. Can you tell us a little bit about that transformation?
Yeah, it's like I said, when I first started, I was just doing little things and we do a lesson inside and then we kind of would go outside. And after, I just wanted to learn more. It's like, okay, if we're really going to be outside, and I was really starting to love it. And I mean, I've always loved outside, but I was never, my family still laughs, like, I can't believe you can name these flowers and these trees. And like a couple years ago, I used to tell my husband, don't buy flowers. They're so expensive. Like I could have an outfit, you know? And, but now I'm like, so
it's addicting.
This is what we're saying about education outside. That's how, if we can feel like this at our age, why? Of course, the kids are going to feel like that when they're young and when you're excited about it. So it just made, I wanted to learn so much and I was trying to reach out to find things. So when I contacted you and started taking some of these classes, I just had more confidence, more knowledge. We're, every year we're outside more and more and the kids love it. You can see a huge difference in how they respond and also how I respond. You know, when you're inside, it's always like, okay, we're talking too loud. Other people are trying to work. And when you're outside, it doesn't, you know, it doesn't matter. So your relationship with them isn't always, okay, we got to sit down. You have to be quiet. You have to do this. It's just more open and you're more relaxed as a teacher as well. So I think that comes across with the children.
And I love the word that you used, confidence. And I think that plays such a huge role. And I think that is actually what I've witnessed is, I think you even said how green you were when you first started that, no, I'm the newbie around here and you're the first to graduate this program. And then, but the confidence, I think that we've been watching all of us in our community, watching you grow this program has been amazing. So I think we're sort of speaking to the choir, but just the power of outdoor learning and its importance in young children. I think my new phrase has been, changing the face of education, one outdoor classroom at a time. Don't you love that? Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're changing the face and the energy within your school?
I do. Yes. I mean, I've had so many teachers. So we have the greenhouse that we got, and that was just like I didn't think that was something that would happen. And it's like, why not ask? You never know what could come of it. And we had a generous donor that gave us money and we just were talking about it. I'm like, oh, what about a greenhouse? And I mean, I just, our head of school and principal have been so supportive. Yeah. So that's been phenomenal too, to get that. So It's,
it's amazing. Magic.
And to have people behind you and teachers are even like, oh, congrats on your greenhouse. I'm like, thank you. I want everyone to use it. I would love our whole school to be involved in that and not just mine, that everybody can do something and have every kid out there at least start off with one period and then see where we go.
And that's what I'm seeing is that I think when you came on and again, only a year and a half ago, there was, you wanted to learn everything and admit saying to the group, I'm very green, but now I see you were learning and taking the kids out. And now that I see this language even is I want to get everybody out. I don't just want to take this one. I want to get all the teachers just as excited as I am. It's almost like I don't know what the word would be, but once you experience the benefits and seeing the benefits in children, I think it's, you want other people to do it.
Right.
So how do you incorporate the natural environment into your school program? Are there certain things that you do when you said that the children are with you half of the day? What does that look like?
So I have a morning and an afternoon class. So they'll come to me. So if they come in the morning, we kind of get ready for our day. They're in just either coloring or reading to settle down. We have announcements. We go through our morning routine. And then I'll let them know what we're going to be doing. So I have a certain topic for the week. Mm-hmm. So if we're talking about planting or seeds, it's like, okay, this week we're going to be talking about seeds. And then what do you know about seeds? What do you want to know about? You know, asking them, I'm really working, and each year it's better. And with all these meetings we've had about letting it be child-led. Mm-hmm. So I'm really trying to let them be the guide. So we'll read a book then, and then we go outside and we'll do some kind of project, or we do a nature walk. We are so blessed with so much property that we have woods that we walk in. We have the Sisters of Notre Dame that live next door. So we go over there and they have a huge pond. And then we'll go, okay, we're collecting rocks. So what kind of rocks can you find? What do you think this one is? You know, and we have little curriculum. We have those little backpacks. So it's curriculum to go, as we call it. And so they're little backpacks that they can take and collect stuff. So whatever we're doing, that's how it goes. And then we come in for, they have a little snack and rest time. And then we have lunch together, both classes. And then they'll go, and then I'll have my afternoon class. And then I do the same thing with them when the other class comes in.
Awesome.
They love being outside. Believe me. It's like, winter was rough this year because it was so cold and we can't go out unless it's over 20 degrees. I do a thing at the end of the year with the kids, like, what do you love the most? What do you like? What don't you like? Is there something we do that you don't like? So many of them put, when it's cold and we can't go outside.
I love that. Which makes me want to ask that same question to you. What is one of the maybe favorite things that you find from our circle community and or the certification program? What would be maybe a favorite takeaway?
Oh gosh, I don't, everything. It's like, I think the big thing about the circle membership is that it is a community. You feel like you have known these people forever. Like you even said too, when I came in, it's like, I didn't know. And I just kind of sat there and I felt like, I don't want to say anything. I don't know. These people have been teaching for a long time, and you don't feel like that with them. It's like everybody, if somebody's like, oh, I did this great project, or we did this great color walk. Oh, and somebody else will be like, oh, it didn't really work for us. Like, and you know, people go, oh, how did you do it? Okay, well, with yours, let's try this. You get so many ideas and no one's judging and or just even saying, don't worry about it. Try something else. It's like giving you ideas what to do. And they're just, everybody is so supportive. So supportive.
Yeah. Thank you for that. That's just, it's beautiful because it's so important, because I think us educators at the end of the day, we're exhausted. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes we say that after we do have our live calls, we have two live calls, one's a workshop and one's a roundtable a month. And after those calls, it feels like we feel rejuvenated, like we're ready to go back outside and try something new. So that's really, really wonderful. Can you share any highlights of ways that you find that the children are doing better in your outdoor classroom as opposed to maybe their indoor classroom? Do you have any anecdotal stories? Or
I just think it's being outside. They're kind of free to make their own choices.
Yeah.
The beauty of Montessori also is they get to do that too. You get to choose your work. So they do, luckily, we're lucky to have that. Mm. And the Montessori teachers to teach them that, and they get to do that during with their curriculum. Yeah. So that is a benefit on top of then being able to go outside as well. It's just more freedom. They can breathe. They feel open. They don't feel enclosed. They get different choices. I love the whole fact that we're not like right on them all the time too, with the different types of play. I always think sometimes if parents are watching, it's like, oh, she's just standing there while they're running around. Well, you know, we talked about the different plays. So you have to have the play that they get to pick with whatever topic you're doing. Like you can either paint these ladybugs or maybe do ladybugs with rocks or do this. So they get the choice, and that makes them also, I think that's where the confidence comes in with them as well. That's why they're more relaxed. And then you have your risk play where it's like, you're going up that wall. No, no. And I used to be like a mom like that. And now I'm just like, okay, we're going to just sit back and see what happens. And
yeah,
it's just, I don't know, giving them their own sense of ownership on what they're doing and being responsible for what they're learning as well.
Yeah, it's incredible. Incredible. So can you share, again, any memorable experiences of any specific memorable experiences of children learning, even in the last couple months since you've been going through the certificate program and learning all the different pillars that we've been talking about?
Yeah. I was looking up here because I was thinking of story time and stuff. So we did a whole week of story time and they absolutely, well, kids, I mean, they're little actors and actresses themselves. So they want to be up there telling the story. And I had them make up their own story with like rocks and sticks. So they pulled, they picked what they wanted, leaves, rocks, and they did a lot of just acting out of different stories and changing up like the Three Little Bears or Goldie, you know, with Goldilocks or Little Red Riding Hood. So that was, and some of my kids that are nervous about talking in front of people, it was amazing to see them shine. I have two that are very shy and one little boy who, it was tough for him. This is the first he's ever been away from home and he would get upset, but he, and it was just very short and he was kind of quiet about it, but he went up there in front of everybody, smiled, did his little actions and told our story. And it was so sweet. It was like, oh,
powerful.
Yeah. And then when I get notes from parents saying, oh, sometimes you think they're not listening to you, you know, the kids. And then you get, I've had some lovely letters from parents about, oh, my son loves space. He was so into it. He comes home every night and talks about it. And in my parent letter, I always say, here's what we talked about this week. Ask your children these questions. And I'll give them some questions to see what they, she's like, we love to go over them and he always knows them. So, I mean, that was just, and to reach out and tell. I know sometimes we feel these feelings and we're so appreciative of teachers and we just don't always say anything, but that was amazing. It makes you, yep, I'm doing something. He's good. Listening. Great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so true. You never quite know.
Yep.
So if you were to give some advice to either educators or parents to bring more outdoor learning into their home or even to the other programs, I call it seeds of inspiration. What would you give in terms of your journey, any seeds of inspiration that you would pass on to another educator or parent?
I think first observe them outside. So watch what they're doing. What are they interested in? Everybody has a different interest and they might even all have the same interest, but they want to learn different things about it. So my morning group is, they love bugs.
Oh my just God. I love like bugs. That too.
Yes. And they will just go in there and dig. And so you just watch them. So you have these group, this group, they love bugs. This group over here just wants to climb. This group over here are diggers. So how can you incorporate all those things together? So the parent or other educator, as you're watching them, see how you can connect with them. So if you're teaching them a lesson and you don't feel like they're really that into it, maybe bring in, even if you're talking about flowers, oh, what kind of bugs would be good or what kind of bugs would be bad for this tree? And then that one's, oh, bugs. And, you know, you get your get their attention that way. So you really have to, again, watch the child, let them lead where they want to learn and how they want to learn, because everybody is different.
We have a very big bug group as well. And it's amazing. I run a parent-child program, so the parents are all there, and they're all, and the group was amazing. It was just, it had that hum to it, and I was explaining to the parents as the kids were really working beautifully together to look for their bugs. I was explaining, now watch how they're working together as a group. Now watch how they're collaborating. Now watch the leader in the group. Now watch, you know, I was really, I'm like explaining the psychology behind the behaviors and how important. Yeah. They weren't just looking for bugs. There was so much more that was going on to it.
So right.
It's so fascinating. But observing is such a key component. Mm-hmm. Really.
Even when they're little. Even, you know, sometimes we think this has changed my mind on, you're never too young.
Yeah.
You know, they're never, they're going to pick up on some of that. Yeah. So yes.
Absolutely. And the observing piece, and because that can tell you as an educator and or a parent how you design your outdoor space, what curriculum, what books you want to bring in, all the questions that they're asking, all of that is going to help shape everything about your program. So that's follow the child.
Exactly. Yes.
So I would love to know how, you mentioned it already, how parents are actually reacting to the development of your nature-based program. Can you tell us a little bit more about that? And you spoke a little bit about your outdoor space just evolving. You mentioned the greenhouse and other different things. Can you tell us a little bit about those two things?
Yes. So much feedback from parents and how they really love it. And, you know, and I'm looking back like, is it that we didn't do as much in the previous years, or are parents starting to understand the benefit of outdoor, of kids being outside instead of on their iPads and all these other things? And I think it's both us being outside more and parents really, you're hearing more about nature and these different schools. So I make sure I put it in that letter all the time, like talking about showing some benefits, like some papers. I want to do more of that next year, books that they can do. So I just think parents are really paying attention as well. And we appreciate that. We have their greenhouse. So that was new.
Yeah,
that was our wish. And yeah. We're certified. So we have our habitat. There it is, the little picture. That was the first thing that we did. So yeah, I really wanted a greenhouse that came to fruition.
Get that. There it is.
Amazing. Woohoo! And we had some parents that came in to help build it. So we ordered it, built it, and we did sunflowers. So now it's the end of the year, so it's hard to really put anything in there now, but we've been in there. Oh, we were in there today. It was super hot. The kids were like, this is a little hot. We need air. I'm like, no, that's not the focus. So the flowers like it.
Yeah.
So we did sunflowers.
Oh.
And they just took them home. We have a tomato plant in there. It wasn't quite ready, but our lettuce. So we have raised garden beds. That's in that big enclosure. We call it Papa Tom's. And we had our salad bar today. We harvested yesterday.
Oh.
We had our salad bar and it was amazing. I mean, these kids loved it so much. I had a couple who said they didn't really like lettuce, but I made them try it, and still a couple. But I had two boys that told me they never had it before, and they loved it, and they had two bowls. So it was, yeah, it's just, and stuff like that is what is so amazing to me.
Yeah.
Just to see them, I had a kid a couple years ago that had said, I don't really like lettuce, and he tasted it. He's like, I really do like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that so cool?
Yeah.
So you alluded to the surrounding community. I know we've talked oodles about this in our community because you are, you know, you have these half day programs and really encouraging the community to come to you. Can you talk a little bit about that? I know I've heard it a lot, but I would love our community, the extended community, to hear more about how you are bringing your surrounded community to you. And I think that is such a vital role in any program. So can you share a little bit about that?
I can. With going through the capstone, we did talk a lot about community. And I'm like, okay, I really need to get more involved. We have parents who make their own honey that grow different things. Horses, like we are in a great area. And so many parents do so many different things and own different businesses around. So I said, I would love, my dream eventually would be to have everybody grow some stuff and have our own little farmers market with the kids. I think that would be amazing. But we have this project, it's called Toledo Grows. So one of the parents actually came to me of one of my littles. So one of the parents that helped with the greenhouse, and she was giving me all this information, and I went online, and they have these different programs where they'll actually come out and talk about like compost. They'll talk about bees, like good and bad bugs, and they'll just do a little program because of having half a day. We can't really go somewhere for the day for a field trip. Mm-hmm. So to have them come to us That is going to be wonderful. And I plan on having some parents come in to talk about how they do their honey and more about bees, which I started last year so kids weren't afraid of them. You know, when you see them, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I am a little bit too when they're coming at you. But it, I think it helps a little when you can talk about them like, oh, they're really not trying to sting you, or this is what their job is to pollinate. And that's why they're flying around us. So, and I can't wait to get people in next year. I've already talked to a few people. We're also with the Toledo Zoo. We are lucky. We're going to have another new space. It's called the Prairie Project. And they like adopt 5 schools every year. And we're one of them this year. So they're going to build a little prairie on our property. They take care of everything. And then they're going to do training on how to upkeep all the plants and what we have. And they'll do teacher training. So very excited. We're going to have so much new stuff next year. It's going to be amazing.
And you know what? Being a Circle member, we get to benefit from this experience that you're, all these incredible experiences that you're having, and how you have all these different people from your different communities, and you're in Ohio, and it's so interesting, and I'm in Massachusetts, so it's really interesting just to hear these stories. And I think that's one of the beauties of the Circle membership, is that we get to hear all this stuff. And so hearing it here on the podcast, but then actually it's like you get to continue. I'm like, I can't wait to hear about the meadow, because you've been talking about that for a while, right?
Yes. Yep. They're going to start at the end of this month. So when school's out, they're going to start all of that.
And I can't wait to hear about the teacher trainings and what that's going to be like. And I'm like, and that's what you get, these golden nuggets, that it's like, a prairie garden. That sounds really, I planted grass. That's my meadow.
Well, you can see our one area kind of needs grass, because they just love to dig. So it's like the grass is gone. It's like, okay, we have a sandbox, but they just want to dig other places.
Yeah. If you were to ask one small action that teachers could take, so you really want to bring all your teachers in, if you were to give them one small action to take tomorrow to bring a little bit more nature into their lessons, what would that action be? I know. Thoughtful.
You know what? Just go out once.
Yeah.
Just go out, even if you're teaching math. Go out and just everybody out on the picnic tables, and we're going to do one lesson out here, or part of a lesson. You can do it with other things, like with my, oh, look at those plants. How many are there? Oh, what kind of leaf is this? How is this different? It, even once a week, if you started a little bit, I think that that would be the domino effect, that you'd be like, hey, I noticed the kids were a little bit more at ease, because you do think they're going to be wilder when they're outside. But when they know, okay, this is our time, we're going to talk about what our subject is, and then you can have your free play. It's hard to imagine and believe that it actually works like this, but it actually does. It actually calms them down.
It's true. Mm-hmm. It's true. I had, even yesterday, I had some of the, they were just kind of wild. They, for some reason, I don't know if it's the end of the year, or one kid's like, I had a really long day because we had our special in the morning and it just felt so long. And they ended up by just creating this incredible obstacle course, which was totally organic. And it was amazing, but that's a side story. But anyway, the next question. If you were to think of anything that you would like to debunk in nature-based education or outdoor classrooms, what would that be?
They can actually learn outdoors. That they can actually learn. Yep. And you would be surprised if you let them go on what they are learning and what they're interested in.
Yeah.
Yep. And it tells you a lot about the kid, when it's kids, when you get them outside.
That's so great. And you say that with such force. It's like, yeah, absolutely. They actually can learn. And I think that's one of the biggest fears, is that, we don't have time for that. And to really flip that mindset, in terms of that they're probably going to learn more and remember more because they are outdoors. What is next for your program? You've mentioned some incredible initiatives, your greenhouse, and you've got the Prairie Project, and You are just growing like wildfire with your certificate program, with your new, you're newly certified.
Well, I would really like to get the community more involved. So by me inviting them in for talks and more time outside, each year I keep going more and more. So really spending the majority of the day outside and really working on, we're going to incorporate that greenhouse and try to do things through the whole year. So a lot of planting next year. So we'll see what happens. And it could be trial and error that first year. We'll have to see how that goes. But I really want to incorporate more growing things, flowers and food, and find out what they want to do. So that's going to be my big focus, community and food next year. That's my big focus.
I can't wait because I feel like I'm going to be along for the ride in our circle. I'll just hear all your wonderful stories.
This is from you. I could not have done this. I am not even kidding without you. I mean, just finding you, it was just amazing. And okay, people out there, you have to join the circle and take some classes because you get so much information, but you don't leave thinking, I have to incorporate this and I have to do this. And I, you know, you want to do everything. You can take small steps, do pieces of things that are going to work for your program and not feel like, oh, I didn't do it. So this isn't going to work. That's what I love. Because when I've been to different classes for all different topics in the that, you know, you go for a couple of days and you're getting so much information, then you go home and you're like, I'm overwhelmed. I don't even know where to start. And then you might drop it. Or I didn't feel like this taking any, you know, you get to do the work, then you do the meetings with everybody coming together. And it's the format is amazing.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
I love it. I think we have some pretty amazing educators as well that are doing a lot of incredible work. And I think that to me is the secret sauce is really our community and what everybody is doing. And it's just incredible. So thank you. Is there anything else we'd like to share before we sign off?
Just be part of your community. I want to say that again, and I did. And it's never too late to find your passion. Yeah. If you would ask me this a year and a half ago, you're going to have a greenhouse and you're going to grow all this stuff and you're going to I would have been, no, probably not. I can't see that, but now it's like, oh, such grand ideas and different things that I want to do now.
I always feel like I see you going, what's next? What's next?
I know.
But your energy and your enthusiasm is so wonderful, and I'm so grateful for it. So where can we find you if people are looking to – I know they can find you in the circle.
They can find me in the circle. If you want to contact me and talk to me about any of that, it's jdeering, D-E-A-R-I-N-G, at Lial School, L-I-A-L, school.org.
Great. And I will have all that information in the show notes.
Okay.
So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Victoria. Thank you for everything.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode. Before we sign off, we have an exciting opportunity for educators looking to bring learning to life outdoors. Consider enhancing your teaching journey with the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. This program empowers educators to transform any outdoor space into a dynamic learning environment. By joining, you'll gain skills to inspire students and foster a deeper connection with the natural world. Interested in making a difference with outdoor learning? Visit www.outdoor-classrooms.com to learn more about enrolling in the certification program. Don't miss the chance to expand your teaching toolkit and inspire the next generation with the joy of outdoor education. Thank you for listening, and remember to subscribe to our podcast for more inspiring content. Until next time, keep inspiring young minds.